How do you feel like you've performed in your first couple of years, though? Now it's a full-time starter, looking like you're coming in a second year as a full-time starter. How do you feel you've continued to grow?
I feel like I kept continuing to get better, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. As a football player, you never stay the same. You either get worse or you get better. So my goal is to continue to get better.
What did you get better at?
A lot of things, just understanding the game. Route concepts, reading quarterbacks, studying, go off the field, taking care of the body, being an NFL pro. So it's a lot of things that I'm getting better at. I'm going to continue to grow as a player.
I don't know. That
ain't got nothing to do with me.
What did you do this offseason? I mean, where'd you train? Did you train with?
I continue training for Fort Lauderdale. I trained with Tony Sands, and I continue to work on my skills, and just continue honing in as a corner.
You were one of the least targeted cornerbacks in the NFL last season. Do you like that teams aren't throwing at you, or are you kind of a guy who do relish the challenge of teams wanting to throw your way?
As an NFL corner, you got to relish the challenge. Regardless if they throw it or don't throw it, you always got to think the ball coming your way. So in my mind, I always think the ball is coming my way, so I'm going to play like that.
Do you look at it, though, is it a testament to your abilities when teams are opting not to throw your way?
I mean, that stuff don't really matter to me, man. Only thing that matters to me is coming in and doing my job.
You have seen some of these numbers that will come out, though, this offseason that paint you in a more favorable light. You know, just some of the metrics that maybe aren't traditional metrics, yards allowed per routes run and stuff like that. I mean, does that more adequately show the skills that you bring to the table?
I mean, I don't know. Only thing that shows the skills is what I do on film. I mean, like I said, none of that number stuff don't matter. Only thing that matters is getting these W's and being productive on this field for my team.
How important is it for you to start forcing some of those turnovers? I know that's probably the one part of your game where you probably haven't got to where you want to be at this point yet.
I mean, it's major. It's a big point, especially for me. That's one thing I've been working on this offseason, just hand-to-eye coordination, ball skills. That's one of the things I want to make big plays this year. You know, game-changing plays and turning that ball over. That's big for me this year.
Instincts are so important to that, but just the repetitions of reps, seeing things on the field, don't those enhance your instincts?
Oh, it definitely does. Once you see it, you know, you could react faster. But like I said, end of the day, you can react, but you still got to be able to catch it. And that's one thing I want to continue to work on is my hands.
What about the new kids you got in the room? You got Jamal and you got, do you call him Tease? Do you call him Jalen? What do you guys call him in the room?
Tease. I call him Tease.
What do they bring to the room this year?
I mean, we got some good rookies, especially the thing that impressed me is just how smart they are as rookies. So that's one of the things for sure that they bring to the table. I felt like mentally they're ahead of a lot of guys that I seen came in as rookies.
Do you like that when you got a guy behind you with high expectations to push you? Does that force you to get up anymore, or doesn't matter?
I mean, regardless who's in the building, end of the day, this is the NFL. It's always going to be competition. And I don't care where you go or what part of your level you've been in or how long you've been in this game, you're going to always be on your game, and you always got to be ready to step up.